State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Gang life is a reality for a lot of kids who live in poor neighborhoods. There are parts of Detroit, for example, where gangs run the block. For our State of Opportunity project, I spoke with a 17-year-old from Southwest Detroit who managed to escape gang life and live to tell about it. 8 years old. That's how old Alberto was when he witnessed his first gang fight. It broke out on the sidewalk in front of his house. Just a few years later, and Alberto himself was in a gang. He said it started out pretty innocently, just some friends hanging out, fooling around.
Then it starts getting more serious as, oh, this guy is fighting, you know, our homeboy. Let's go help him out. You're like, okay, he's my friend. He's been there for me. Let me go do the same thing for him. And you fight, you make new enemies, and it just progresses after a while.
I caught up with Alberto at an after-school program where a lot of former gang members hang out. You can hear them playing basketball in the background. When he first started telling me about his time in a gang, the first thing I wanted to know was, how violent did it get?
I had about 3 friends killed, 1 or 2 family members shot at, constant shootouts at my house, not in it, but like in front of my house. I grew up with a lot of violence around, so hoping that my brothers don't go through the same thing I went through was a big hope for me.
Alberto has 3 little brothers. Their ages are 1, 8, and 13. Alberto talks to the 13-year-old a lot about gang life, since that's right around how old Alberto himself was when he got caught up with a gang. He says it was easy to just kind of fall into it, since most of the kids in his neighborhood were in a gang. But after a few years, he says he just got sick of seeing his friends arrested, or worse yet, killed. So he backed off.
I mean, it's a past lifestyle for me, but I still hang out with them once in a while at a party. I mean, not do anything crazy, but I mean, just hang out. We talk memories, talk about old friends, new friends. Once in a while, they'll call me up if they want to hang at a party and go out and eat. But, I mean, that's the farthest I'll go. I won't go any late-night cruising like they used to.
Alberto never went so far as to get initiated into a gang, so getting out when he was 15 was easier than it could have been. But he says he felt really alone once he was out.
It's like almost like you could consider it a drug. It's an addiction. It's like a lifestyle. Once you're in it, I mean, you know nothing more, you know nothing less. That's what you know. I didn't understand why my mom didn't want to let me go out when my friends were there. And it was like, oh, they're my friends. But she saw it as, oh, they're all the gang members. They're taking my child away.
Alberto, who's now 17, says he mostly got out because of his brothers. He wanted to set a good example. But he has his mom to thank, too.
One big piece of tip my mom gave me was, yeah, keep living the lifestyle, but how do you see yourself in 20 years? And I asked my friends a lot of that were in the gang. They see each other 6 feet under the floor dead or in a hospital or in jail for life. It was rare for them to say, oh, I'm going to grow up 40 years old with a family, live in a suburban area and middle class. They didn't see the future or the past. They just lived day by day.
Alberto graduates high school this spring, and in June, he's off to boot camp. He signed a 4-year contract with the U.S. Marine Corps. That's why he asked us not to use his last name. He's afraid it could jeopardize his military career. I ask him where he wants to live when he's done with the military, where he wants to settle down. Alberto says he's thought about moving out of Detroit, starting a new life in a new city.
But then again, this is where it came from. Why let the children after me suffer the same thing? Why not come back and help out the community? Like the saying goes, you want to have better for your children. And I see myself as one day if I do have children, I don't want them to live this. I want them to live a better life.
In an ideal world, that life would include a lot less poverty and a lot more opportunity. But that's a tall order for one person. So Alberto says he'll probably start by helping kids in the neighborhood find better things to do with their time than join a gang. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.